The recent hacks of Equifax and other large data breaches are cause for concern as we get into tax time. Taxpayers are being urged to file early if you can, particularly if your data has been compromised in any way, as there have been cases where thieves have used identity theft to collect your tax return before you even know it. Joining us live in our studios this morning is Brian Payne. He's the IRS Special Assistant Special Agent in Charge out of the Seattle Field Office. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So share with our listeners the mission of your office. You're with the Criminal Division, correct?
That's correct. So I'm with the Criminal Division, and our mission is to investigate potential violations of the Internal Revenue Code, as well as other financial investigations, in an effort to promote voluntary compliance with the Internal Revenue Laws.
And so tell us, what's the snapshot out here as far as identity theft, particularly with these data breaches that we just heard so much of, you know, last year?
Yeah, absolutely. In the state of Hawaii, you guys are actually relatively low when it comes to data breaches. In 2016, I believe there was only 31 cases reported. And in 2017, that increased up to 41 cases reported, which is relatively low when you compare that across the United States.
Okay, but you still have to be on guard.
Yes, absolutely. You know, identity theft and data breaches are a big issue for everybody, including the IRS. We're getting phone calls all the time asking for personal information. You're getting emails from individuals who are claiming to be your bank, and we need to be careful with that. And there are certain things that you can do to protect yourself against those data breaches and those ID theft individuals.
Now, the IRS just recently put something out about tax preparers that were being hit, that folks were getting in the back door that way.
Yes. Sometimes these thieves don't stop at just individuals. They go after the tax return preparers and try to get their specific identification number that then they can use to get into their return preparer software and file returns that are not accurate, that are false, and they can misdirect those refunds to their own individual bank accounts, and then they can use that money to live a lavish lifestyle or to spend it however they want to.
And so what other ways are people vulnerable to identity theft?
Well, I think the biggest issue is identifying what the different ways that these identity thieves are stealing your information. And they're doing it through your own personal identifying information, your social security number, your bank accounts, your date of birth, your address, your phone number. And so it's important for us as individuals and as taxpayers and as citizens to protect that information. You know, if you're carrying around your social security number, you probably shouldn't be doing that. If you've got your social security number on documents that you want to get rid of, that should probably be shredded and not put in the garbage. Same with bank statements. Anything that might have a bank account number on it or a credit card number, your name or your date of birth or a phone number, those should all be shredded and not just thrown away. Because the more information that you get out there, the more chances are you're going to be a victim of identity theft. And the last thing is that you should really be careful with all the different scams that are going on out there. With people making phone calls and claiming they're your bank or they're your credit agency. You need to understand it, or even claiming that they're the IRS. You know, you need to understand that, one, the IRS as an initial form of contact is not going to call you. They're not going to demand any money. They're not going to threaten you with arrest or whatever it might be. And the same goes with emails. That's not how we operate. That's not what we're going to do. So if you're receiving those type of information, those type of phone calls or emails, it's probably best that you get in touch with our Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration and report that type of activity so that they can do something about it.
Okay. And then I know there were a couple of cases here in Hawaii that have made the headlines where you've got trusted people that basically took your information and made money off of it.
Yes. We've had a couple of recent cases. One of them is an individual by the name of Richard Derrick. And what Mr. Derrick did is he stole identities of individuals who had passed away. And he focused on individuals who had names similar to his. And he would take those identities and he would file returns. He would get the refunds. And he didn't do this just with the Internal Revenue Service. He also did it with the state of Hawaii. And additionally, he took the identity of his deceased wife and filed false returns in her name. And he was recently sentenced to 24 months in prison for doing this scheme. He was able to steal almost $250,000 by perpetuating that identity theft scheme.
And the second one involved a tax preparer, right?
Yeah, her name is Jennifer Sullivan, and she was just recently indicted. She actually she changed her name to Lihani Hani Sullivan. And she was a tax return preparer, and she stole the identities of a lot of her clients. and she used those identities to file false returns and gets false refunds. And what she would do is she would take those identities and in creating a false return, she would claim false expenses, false child care expenses, or inflate income or inflate the child earned income credit, and ultimately was able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars back in false refunds that then she used for her own personal gain. Additionally, she ran a charitable organization here locally that helped people, students with financial aid. And she would take the individuals that would come to help for her or ask her for help. She would take that information and she would use that fraudulently to obtain false income as well. And she used that for her own personal gain.
So scammers can come in different forms.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I know on the state side, they were doing what they could at the front end to double check that the money didn't just go out to someone, you know, who was bogus. What can you share with us as far as the IRS efforts to kind of filter out at the beginning to prevent people from becoming victims?
Yeah, the IRS, we've done a lot of work over the last several years to cut down on the amount of identity theft refunds that are going out and identify these false returns as they're coming in and before we process them. And in fact, over the last few years, from 2016 to 2017, the IRS has seen a 50% reduction in the number of ID theft-related refunds that were being issued. So we've put in a lot of new filters. We've done a lot of investigations. We've done a lot of work from our standpoint, which has really helped with that decrease.
Okay. And so if, let's say, you do become a victim, what's the best advice you can tell people? How do you deal with this?
Well, the best advice I can give somebody if they think that they are a victim of identity theft is to contact your local police department. Get in touch with them, either call them, go into their office, and have them file a police report. Once you get that police report with the details in it, then you can go onto the IRS.gov webpage, and there's a lot of detail in there of how to handle this. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to file what we call an identity theft affidavit, which you're going to provide the information there in that affidavit. You're going to attach the police report that you got from the police department, and you're going to send that into the IRS. Once we receive it and we verify it's authentic, then we will issue you an IP PIN number, which is your identification protection PIN number. You will then use that moving forward to file your personal income tax returns. And that way we can verify that, hey, this is the true and correct return that we should be processing, not the one from one of the identity thieves. And that helps protect you. So those are the things that I would recommend that you do. But from a personal standpoint, I'd also contact the local credit bureaus, your TransUnions, your Equifax, your Experience, and put on a fraud alert on your account so that they can be monitoring your credit activity, so that if they see any unusual spikes in credit applications, that they can contact you and let you know so you can determine whether that was a fraudulent attempt or if that was actually something that you did. Additionally, I would contact your banks and your financial institutions to let them know that you might have been a victim of identity theft so that they can monitor to ensure that there aren't bank accounts being set up in your name. So those are the things that I would do and I would recommend your listeners do.
Right. But the main thing is it's a hassle. So if you can prevent your ID from getting out there and being used fraudulently, that's the best defense.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Payne is the assistant special agent in charge of the Seattle field office. He oversees IRS criminal investigation operations in Hawaii, Oregon, Guam, and Saipan. Brian's background includes tax and money laundering crimes. And reminder, as of last week, you can file your taxes electronically. You can download forms online or pick them up at your local library or at the state tax office.